You are listening to 300 Seconds with Eduardo Solis, and this is episode number 86, A Few Words Before Furry Fiesta 2018. So let the 300 seconds begin! Con talk is done and gone. From here on out, it's just me, my microphone, a convention, and 5 minutes to get it all in. Furry Fiesta is a furry convention that is taking place at the Hyatt Regency Dallas from February 8th through the 11th. This is going to be the second time that the con has changed hotels. It was originally held at the Crown Plaza in Addison for 4 shows, moved to the Dallas Intercontinental, and 5 shows after that, we have another move. This is a good thing, by the way, because all the moves have been due to a steady increase in attendance that the convention has enjoyed since day one. With a 2017 attendance of 3,325 folks, Furry Fiesta is currently the 6th largest furry convention in the world. I myself have been attending Furry Fiesta since 2012, and I have to say it is currently my favorite fan convention. San Japan does give it a close run for its money, though. Furry Fiesta is very well organized and features a wide variety of activities and panels for folks to participate in and enjoy. Unlike comic cons and to a lesser degree anime cons, panels at furry conventions tend to concentrate more on the creation of art and media as opposed to the discussion of it. So, if you're an artist, a writer, or even a musician, it can be a great learning opportunity. I should really get this out of the way now. I am not going to be hosting any panels at Furry Fiesta, which is a little disappointing because I really need to cook up some things for them. While Furry Fiesta runs from Thursday through Sunday afternoon, my current work situation is forcing me to forego Thursday, so I'm going to be driving up there early Friday morning. Once there, I plan on attending panels, hanging out with friends, and taking lots of pictures of fursuiters, which is always a ball. With a new location comes new problems for any convention, with layout being one of the main ones. While the staff does know what has worked in the past, a new hotel means that they're starting over from zero, and they're not really going to know what works and what doesn't work until the convention starts. A larger hotel also means that activities and panels will be taking place in a more spread out area and even over multiple floors, which makes signage and maps very important. A large concern for attendees this year is finding affordable places to eat. I'll be honest here, we were spoiled rotten in Addison, because there are a load of places to eat near the old hotels. A shopping center was also close by in Addison for picking up the bare necessities if need be. I'm guessing that downtown Dallas is not going to be quite as accommodating. That said, the convention and the hotel are helping out by providing affordable parking with in-and-out privileges. Food trucks are also scheduled to be present, which will be a godsend to those who don't necessarily want to drive or pay to be taxied around. Those concerns aside, you can count me among the many past attendees that are looking forward to having loads of fun in the new hotel this year at Furry Fiesta. Past conventions have gone very well, and I really expect no different from Furry Fiesta 2018. The new location is going to take a little getting used to, and I do expect there to be a few hiccups here and there, but it should be another fun time. If you would like to know more about Furry Fiesta, visit furryfiesta.org. For you furries listening, if any normies ask, remember, it's an art convention. This has been 300 Seconds. The next episode will be posted after I print out my pre-registration email. If you would like to hear more 300 Seconds, subscribe via iTunes and visit EduardoSolis.com for more written and spoken words by me. Thank you for listening.